There is a lot more going on here than meets the eye. The British are a people with a tradition of being subtle with their patriotism. That seems to be changing, for good reason, which I'll explain. But let's have a look at how this movement came about. This does not come out of nowhere. Through July and August, anti-immigration protests have taken place outside of government-funded migrant hotels up and down the nation. London, Warwickshire, Solihull, Altrincham, Bournemouth, Aldershot, Ashfield, Southampton, Portsmouth, Manchester, Leeds, Birmingham, Liverpool, Newcastle, Norwich. Criminal incidents by those claiming asylum in local migrant hotels inspired the local communities to take the streets. Perhaps most famous of all was at the Bell Hotel in Epping, where protests were sparked by the arrest and charging of an asylum seeker, Hadoush Kebatu, a 41-year-old from Ethiopia who was accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl. The alleged incident occurred shortly after Kebatu arrived in the UK via a small boat, and he was residing at the Bell Hotel in Epping, Essex, which was being used to house asylum seekers. The protests began following his court appearance in July. This, of course, comes after years of pent-up anguish and frustration felt by British people because of sexual abuse by legal and illegal immigrants, asylum seekers, and communities of immigrant heritage. Most notably, of course, the rape gang scandal. The 2023 Knowsley riots, which began because the police failed to deal with advances on a local girl by a man from a migrant hotel, were a violent early example of such protests.